and we'll hear from our guide about that. We are going to go directly in the Ninth Fourth to the memorial at the top of the fort, to the very place where many thousands of Jews and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan as well, and Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman was shot to death.
This is an old street of Slobodka. Look at the old buildings of Slobodka, the wooden buildings, the one and two store buildings.
Yeah. On the way back from the Ninth Fort, we will pass through the streets of Slobodka again, and then we will stop for a photo opportunity from the bus, I think, of the building that's standing today, built in 1936 by the Slobodka Yeshiva, but never used as a yeshiva building. From the distance. We'll see it later, and we'll also drive past that to the exact place where the Slobodka Yeshiva originally stood. Now we're on our way to the Ninth Fort. Once we visit the Ninth Fort, come back and travel through the streets of Slobodka just to see the yeshiva building and where the yeshiva once stood, we're done with our tour of Kovna and we go directly back to Vilna. Even before World War I, but she'll tell us what to do. Nine, or maybe more, at least nine fortresses built around the city at different places. Again, I have a shayla hakad, nine fortresses. Look at the spaces here. Yeah. Defend the city. We'll ask her.
Dr. Alperovich, you heard the name?
Yes, of course.
Dr. Alperovich?
Right, that's what I'm going.
If you can invite him.
Sure,
Lunch.
Tomorrow for lunch.
Tomorrow for lunch, where?
At the hotel where we're staying. City Park Hotel.
And the hotel, how's the name of the hotel?
Show the clock.
City Park.
City Park Hotel at...
Is that Gar Alpha?
Speaks Yiddish, so you can speak Yiddish with Dr. Rovitz too.
Yes, sure, absolutely.
Yes?
The number, you know, that was...
The number
I say, you... But I don't know. Someone writing on a wall, Eden the Comet.
I know. So, Akiva Putin.
Where was that written?
On Ariogala 10.
Where is that?
Ariogala 10 is in Slobodka.
It's in Slobodka, okay. So it is in Comet. If you want to, you could say something that's
by the way, it was my cousin, my mother.
Really? So tell us.
Here, my mother's cousin, Hannah Friedman, was married with Akiva Puchen.
Sure. So you'll tell us that. Tell the people will be interested in knowing that. So where do you want to take?
Yes.
Where do you want us to stop? You
here.
Okay. Okay. If we can all gather together.
During the Second World War, 50,000 of Jews, not only from Lithuania, but from other countries of Western Europe, were killed. On my left hand, you see the old fortification. In the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th century, the Tsar's government built in Kovno 9 fortifications to protect the city from the German, because Kaunas was not far from the border of German. In the time between the two wars, this fort, the building of the fort, was used like a jail. In the time of the Second World War, it was used like a camp, but not like a labor camp, but a death camp. And the people were taken to the fort only for a while and killed in the pit on this green cloth. You see the green grass on this place where the pit, the grave of 50,000 people. In 1980,